says, just talk to the woman. She's gone back with a message. The disciples are astonished that he even talked to her. And they're beside themselves that he would take time out to talk to this lowly Samaritan woman. And if they really knew her past and where she'd been, they probably would have been more astonished that Jesus even spoke with her. But chapter 4, verse number 34, the Bible says, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. That ought to be our prayer right there. And that ought to be our desire, to do the will of the Father and to finish what he has given us, the task at hand. And the Bible said, say not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is a saying, true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap there whereon ye bestow no labor, and other men labored, and ye are entered in to their labors. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, don't have to turn there. Just one passage of Scripture. The Bible said, or saith he, is altogether for our sakes. For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. Amen. Thank God. Hosea said, it's time to break up your fallow ground until the Lord come and rain righteousness upon you. Amen. Talking about that dormant field. And here Christ writing to them about that field that is ready for harvest. And Paul writing to the church of Corinthians telling them to labor in hope. Amen. In patience, knowing that God would bring the increase. Lord, help us tonight. I want to talk to you about white fields need willing farmers. White fields need willing farmers. Would you bow your heads tonight? Ask the Lord to help us in the remainder of this service. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for all that you've done, how you've helped us and how you've blessed us. And God, we ask you to stand by us tonight in this service. Help us to preach your word and help our hearts to be open and receptive and not only be hearers of the word, but also doers. Let us take this to heart. Amen. What we have learned and what we receive here tonight and take it to a lost and dying world. Help us to do your will, Father, to be busy about your business. It's in your wonderful, wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. Jesus, our example. We talk about his love and his compassion, and those were great attributes that he displayed all throughout the Bible and still does. But we also must realize that Jesus was a worker. Amen. From the time that he began his ministry to when he said, it is finished, he was about the Father's business. He put aside his own desires and his own likes to do what God had called him to do. Amen. How can you say that? Well, he said, Lord, if it be thy will, let this bitter cup pass from me. Amen. But if not, he drank of it. Amen. So he necessarily just didn't look forward to the cross, but he considered it the will of the Father, and he obediently done what the Father had asked him to do. And he yielded his life that other men might have life through him. What compassion and what obedience we see in the life of Christ. I thought about here one of the greatest chapters in the Bible, in my opinion. This woman's excited about what God's done for her. She's excited about the message she has received. She begins to witness to others. And yet in the midst of all that excitement, amen, it's hard to overlook the disciples with their indignation and their astonishment that Jesus is talking to a Samaritan woman. And Jesus lays out the illustration or the parable. And he says unto them, do you say that there are 4 months
and then cometh the harvest. I feel like here he's talking about the physical harvest that was to come in 4 months. But he said unto them, talking about spiritual things, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white all ready to harvest. Amen. Can I tell you tonight that the fields are ready? Amen. The fields are ready for a great harvest. The Word of God has been sown. Amen. Men have preached it across the countryside. It's been handed out in tracts. It's been put out on the media. Amen. Through other airways and other, amen, means. And the people have heard the Word of God. Amen. Some hearts have been pricked. Some hearts have been hardened. Amen. But can I tell you, if there ever was a time, amen, that it's time to go into the harvest, it is now. Amen. The fields are ready to harvest. Amen. But first we must see, amen, the harvest. These men could not realize, or they could not visualize what God had for them. Amen. They could not see that great harvest. And not only, amen, they were so focused on the Jews that they could not see that harvest among the Gentiles. Amen. But Jesus said, behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look upon the fields, for they are white to harvest. Amen. Can't you see what's laid out before us? Amen. Can't you see the great harvest? Amen. That is just here in our eyesight. But these men were blind spiritually, like a lot of us are today. We don't see the need. Amen. The need to be ever about the Father's business. Amen. We don't hasten ourselves, knowing that the time is short, and that Christ can come back at any moment. Amen. We put off today, and we put off the next day. What should be done right now? Amen. How many times has Christ moved on our hearts to witness or tell somebody about the love of God? But we went on about our daily affairs and said another hour, another time. Amen. Move on me again. It's more convenient. But I say it's time to see the harvest and the great need for workers. Amen. Not only must we see the harvest, we must seize the harvest. For they are white to harvest. Amen. Is that not what Christ said? Amen. It's time to go out and gather that together. Amen. Men have toiled and plowed up the seed. Out of the ground of hard hearts. Amen. Others have come behind and sowed the seed of the Word of God. Amen. Some have fertilized and some have watered. And now that harvest is coming out. Amen. It's now time to seize it and gather in what God, amen, has gathered together. I'm trying to tell us tonight, amen, that if we ever were to be busy about the Father's business, it is now. Hosea said, break up that fallow ground. It's lying dormant. Amen. Docile. Of that ground that once knew the toil of the plow. Of that ground that once knew the sweat of the farmer. And now lies dormant with no activity. I hope that's not us tonight. I said, I hope that's not us tonight. Amen. What we need to see is the potential of the field. Amen. Let's don't give up on it. Amen. Let's don't turn our backs and say I'll never yield. Amen. I'll never come through. We'll never see fruit. We've got to plow and plow in hope.
Amen. We look at folks. They come to church. They miss a service. And we look at folks that come and they don't pray. And we just put them on the back burner and say, well, I don't think we'll ever reach them. But I don't know about you, but that gives me a desire to plow even harder. Amen. That gives me a desire to toil in the field even longer. You know what's happened? Doubt has crept in. And the doubt has taken away our belief. Amen. We look at the ground. We look at the field.
you and we see no potential. And that doubt has robbed us, amen, of seeing a great harvest for God. But I wish somebody tear down the fence tonight. I said, I wish somebody tear down the fence. I'd say this ground has laid a dormant way too long. I'm bringing in the plow. I'm going to bust up this style of ground. I'm going to sow some seed and see what God will do. Amen. God said you water and you fertilize. And he said, I will give the increase. I'm glad tonight that if we break up that fallow ground, amen, God will increase. I said, God will help us in our endeavors to do a work for Him.
Amen. Men have seen great fields when others saw nothing. It wasn't David Wilkinson that went to New York in the slums. Amen. Among those gangs, when other men just saw a people that were rebellious and hard-hearted. And in his ministry in the beginning, the wholeness man went amongst those people, began to preach the gospel. And men and women began to be saved, drug addicts. Amen. People that nobody else wanted. You know what that was? He saw a fallow field. And he saw the potential to bear fruit, and he seized it. Amen. He went out and began to toil and labor. Men might like Brother Todd Sloggett. Other men that have saw great potential in places that others have passed by and just saw wayward souls. I hope tonight that we get a different view. I said, I hope tonight that we move aside down and say, I've got to make up a decision in my mind. I've got to get a decision in my heart. Amen. That I'm going to plow. I'm going to dig out the roots. I'm going to take out the weeds. And I'm going to do all I can to bring forth a harvest for the kingdom of God.
Amen. Dormant fields do nothing. They just lay there. I remember across from the house, in the back of the field, they used to grow wheat. And there's a have a big old wheat field out there. And they come in, they gather together. But years passed by, and the man that done it got real sick, and he didn't farm any longer, and his boys didn't want no part of it. They were doing other things, pursued other careers. And I remember going out as a young man and looking out back of the house in that field that was had wheat just covering it all across. Amen. Was growed up in weeds. Amen. Growed up. Amen. When the ground looked like it wasn't even a field any longer. Amen. Grass covered those terraces where that land was once plowed. Now it looked like it was just somebody's backyard. Is that how it is in our lives? Amen. Is that how it is in the church? Amen. We've got so dormant. Amen. We've got so complacent in our walk with God that the field lies waste. Amen. Not only that, amen, the fields are ready. Amen. The farmers will be rewarded. Amen. The Bible tells us, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathered fruit unto eternal life. There will come a payday. I said there's going to be a payday for every child of God that has labored and toiled in the field. For every child of God that's put aside their own desires. For every child of God, amen, that by the sweat of their brow, amen, by pain sometimes, has gone out and made sacrifice to plant and to water. And not only that, there'll be a praise day. He said, he that soweth and he that reapeth, amen, may rejoice together. Can you imagine when we have plowed and we've knocked on doors and we've done all we know to do, and that day some man, some woman comes down to the altar and they give their heart to God. And they're converted to a new creature in Christ. What rejoicing. What a payday. I know it's going to be eternal over there. But I thank God for the temporal things that we get to see down here. Amen. Lives converted. Men changed. Hearts being grasped by the word of God. Amen. I know it might have been a while since we've seen some. But I'm looking for more. I said I'm looking for more. I think I'll keep on plowing. I think I'll
keep on working. I think I'll keep on digging. I think I'll keep on toiling. Amen, there's gonna come a payday. I said there's gonna come a payday. When the Lord of Lords, we shall stand before Him. And He's gonna say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. If you have not told, if you have not worked, you will not hear those words. But for every laborer, for every spiritual farmer, there's gonna be a payday.
Thank God. I said, there's going to be a payday. There is going to be a payday. Hallelujah. I want you to look. The fields are ready. The farmers are rewarded. And the fruit is received. Amen. The fruit is received. He gives us an explanation of the harvest. He says, some plant. Amen. One soweth. We all ain't got the same work. And we all ain't going to do the same thing. But we need to do what God has laid on our heart. Amen. Some pluck, one weepeth. Amen. But ever what your job is, you do it with all your mind. I said you do it with all your mind. I know men and women that's never stepped behind the pulpit. I know people that's never ever gotten from the crowd. But their faithfulness and their witness have made the difference in lives. Amen. Made the difference in the hearts of men and women. And I'm glad tonight that I can be counted as one of them if I'll get in. And I'll sow. Amen. There will come a day that we shall reap.
Amen. I've told this here before. But out in Oklahoma, Brother Aaron Brock's church, I'm going to close. At Brother Aaron Brock's church, there's a man named Ken. Ken's probably 40 years old now. He's got Down syndrome. And Ken has been in that church ever since I've been going out there. I think he grew up in the church. And a good boy. And gets in the service. And goes around the revivals. I was there one Sunday morning. A man stood up. Tears running down his eyes. He said, I want to testify. He said, I've been working with a man, I don't know if he said 5 years, 10 years, I don't remember how many years he said. But it was a while. He said, I've been working beside a man every day for the past years. He said, I work in a factory, and I've been going to church all these years, and I never once told him about Christ. I never once witnessed to him about the love of God. He said, but he came to work just the other day. He said, he was all excited. Said he had been received a tract. And said the Lord had greatly saved him. Said he read that tract, conviction fell in his heart. And he knelt down, he prayed, said he gave his heart and life to God. He said, the further we begin to talk about him, he asked him where he got that tract from. He said, well, there's a boy with Down syndrome. He's riding a four-wheeler, and he came up to my house, knocked on my door, and said he handed me that tract, and he rode on. Amen. He began to remember that every Saturday in that little town, amen, out in Oklahoma, that Ken got on his four-wheeler and went from house to house, business to business. A lot of folks knew him by name because he knocked on that door every Saturday. Amen. A lot of folks knew who he was. Because he came in their place of business and handed them a track. Amen. If a boy with Down syndrome can do that, how much more should we, amen, that are in our right mind, amen, are able tonight. Our neighbors going to hell. Those that live beside us that don't know the Lord and don't know the power of the gospel. They deserve it. That's what they need to die lost. No, my friend, that ain't it. What we need to do is see the need and see there's just like us at one time I'm done without God, but the word of God can change all that. I said the word of God can change all that, and all we've got to do is sow. I said sow that seed of the word and let's do all we can to see the increase.
Amen. What a sad hour. I said what a sad hour. We were more concerned about our carnal desires. I said, we're more concerned about ourselves and our own welfare and our well-being than we are about men and women dying lost. Help us, God. I said, help us, God. Well, when you going to get off that hobby horse, I'm going to stay on it. I'm going to stay on it till we see our need. I said, I'm going to stay on it. Oh, friends, we ain't got time to waste. I said, we ain't got time to waste. Remember here a while back, I think it was Brother Doug and them maybe, or some one of those pageants. They had watermelons in the field, and it rained so much they couldn't get to them. And they was afraid it was going to rot.
I mean, the watermelon lay there so long, they're afraid it's going to rot and be no good, and it's going to lose thousands and thousands of dollars. Man, they was going beside themselves trying to do everything they could to get those watermelons up and figure out ideas. Man, there's a field right now that if we are not careful, amen, many are going to die lost without God. I know you say, well, everybody ain't going to get saved. Amen, let's do what we can for those that might listen and hear. Amen, it ain't our job to convert them. Amen, Jesus will change their lives. It's our job to sow and plant. Amen, to water and do all we can for the kingdom of God. He'll bring the increase. Stand to your feet with us tonight. I'm telling you, we're living in an hour when men need to see the need. The fields are white, the harvest. Let's do all we can to bring forth the harvest. Everybody that would us come gather in tonight. Ask the Lord to help us. I said, let's ask the Lord to help us tonight.